one more thing as we wrap up everything you need to know to get your day started. It's now available as a podcast. So if you missed it yesterday, click the podcast header at the top of WRAT.com and be entertained and informed.
Yes, sir.
Well, an update on Jeopardy. So a spoiler alert if you didn't watch it yesterday.
Okay.
James Holzhauer won last night his 18th straight Jeopardy victory. But even the runner-up set a record last night.
Get out of town.
He won by a mere $18 margin.
Ooh, that was slim.
So it was pretty close, and he actually breathed a big sigh of relief when the final Jeopardy numbers were revealed.
Wow. That's close.
He finished with $54,017, while the runner-up had $53,999. And that is the highest non-winning total in Jeopardy history.
If I got $53,000 on Jeopardy and did not win...
I know.
That's
a kick in the balls, right?
I would consider Nancy carrying Tanya Harding that guy.
Right.
I mean, that's not fair.
That wow. is one more thing, and now you are ready for the day. Get out there and rock it with the Rat.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.